Clerk, are we ready? Okay, thank you. I'd like to call the Congressional Affairs Committee back into order after leaving executive session. We are in open session at this time. I would like to go to number six on the agenda without objection. OFPR kickoff discussion. And we have members from Moss Adams on the line. Colleen, if you would like to go ahead and introduce your team, and we'll start our discussion with that.
Sure. Hello, everyone. I'm Colleen Rosillas. I'm a partner with Moss Adams. I lead our tribal government consulting and internal performance audit team. And I am joined by two of your team members today, and we'll have a short presentation for you to get us all up to speed and get introduced to the whole team. Haley, do you want to introduce yourself?
Yeah, my name is Haley Garcia. I'm a director here in our consulting group, and I primarily lead our internal control work and our policy and procedure and compliance work.
And I'm Annie Rose Favreau. I'm a senior manager with the team, and my background is in organizational development consulting and work, and I'm going to be the project manager for a few of our initial projects together. And then Colleen, would you like me to share the presentation?
Sure. Are you all ready to just go right into our presentation?
Colleen, I would like the members of the committee, I did make sure, I believe it was attached to the invite, the proposed FY 2023 work plan. Mm-hmm. If you could get that up in front of you, that is what they'll be presenting to us today.
Sure. Okay. We have that in PowerPoint, or we can go ahead and just show you the Word document.
PowerPoint is great.
Okay, great. Annie Rose, you want to go ahead?
Yeah, and I just, looks like sharing came back on. So here we are. All right, over to you, Colleen.
All right, so we'll just go through and do a little introduction to us and our firm. We'll talk about our proposed audit plan, and then we'll all talk about what we hope to achieve here. So a little bit about Moss Adams. We're one of the largest accounting firms in the country. We're a fully integrated consulting and accounting firm with about 4,000 folks, almost all west of the Mississippi. We've got about 30 offices. And this team is a dedicated government internal and performance audit team. So we are not external auditors who do this on the side. We are dedicated to this work. We have deep experience in tribal government. If you want to go to the next slide, Annie Rose. This just shows all of the tribes that we work with, and this team has tons of experience in tribal government. I've been working with tribes since about 2004, and so we're very excited to be working with you. On our next slide, just some folks that you'll see around. So some of our team leadership. So there's me, Haley, and Annie Rose. We also have Tasha Rapp. She's our tribal and gaming national practice leader. And she and Anita Shaw, who are both partners, will be taking care of anything that we need in terms of, you know, very specific tribal government. We have a lot of folks who work in tax and healthcare, specifically in tribal, and they can provide that subject matter expertise as well. Then we have three senior managers on our team. So Annie Rose will be the project management lead, as well as Chelsea Ritchie, who will lead internal controls, policy and procedure updates, and then Tammy Lohr is our performance audit lead. We've got lots of other folks who will pull in at times, but these will be the folks that you'll see managing your projects.
Okay, so I wanted to share a little bit about the proposed audit plan, which I think you have all seen at this point. But just to give you a sense of what our annual rhythm is for this type of work, we typically start out by developing this annual audit plan that is just a list of here are the projects that we think are going to be most useful for you and your community. And we'll present that as we are going to do today and have a discussion. And once we reach consensus and everyone's aligned saying, yes, these are the projects we want to do, then we'll move into actually performing those selected assessments. And really throughout the year, as we're doing each assessment, we will be providing regular updates to this group, to any other members of the leadership team that you select as well, both to give you a sense of how we're moving forward with projects, but then also obviously to give you the outcomes of those projects, the findings and the recommendations, so that you all can see what the results have been from the different deep dives that we'll be doing. So today, we wanted to talk through the five projects that we have on our proposed work plan here, and we'll go into a little bit more depth on each one of those. So just starting with the enterprise risk assessment. So this is something that we always do at the beginning when we are kicking off this type of work with a new organization or government. And the goal of this is really to get a very broad picture, looking across all areas of your operation to understand really what's working and where there are major challenges. We want to be able to identify and categorize and prioritize relative risks to the organization against each other. And so we'll do that by, again, taking a very broad look across all areas of operation within the tribal government. On this slide, we have some of the different focus areas that we will look at, and that really ranges from everything from internal services like accounting and financial reporting and HR and IT. We'll also look at, you know, how are services being provided out to the community, your organization and staffing structure, those types of things as well. So again, this gives us that very broad look, and it's really the basis by which we decide, once we understand these are the high-risk areas, then that gives us a good way to move forward and say we want to do some more specific performance audits or assessments in some of these key critical areas that have been uncovered through the enterprise risk assessment process. So after that, I think we're also going to propose a credit card internal audit. And Haley, do you want to talk about this one a little bit more?
Yes. So in this area, one of our key focused internal audits this year we're proposing is a credit card internal audit. And this will be where we focus on really from start to finish. So how you're identifying what employees or governing members need credit cards, how you're issuing those credit cards, tracking the issuance, how you're setting up and communicating cardholder responsibilities, and then how you're actually tracking the process of people utilizing the credit card. So looking at what laws, policies, and procedures and best practices are out there for monitoring usage, how are you collecting receipts, reporting expenses, assessing and analyzing for trends, and overall, what is the internal control environment over the credit card process for the tribe? So in this, we'll be assessing the current processes and internal controls, testing samples of cardholders to evaluate whether they are in compliance with laws and policies and best practices, as well as looking at some of those spending trends by cardholder and by position and level, and then really focus on developing recommendations of how internal controls over credit cards could be enhanced, better monitored, better assessed over time, looking at what existing policies and procedures and cardholder agreements are out there and what opportunities there are to implement best practices. The next one that we typically do in Annie Rose's presentation of the enterprise risk assessment, this is similar, but it is focusing 100% on internal controls. So it's looking across the Osage Nation's enterprises, looking across operations and government, and looking at the internal control environment overall in comparing them to best practices. So we've listed some relevant control areas that this typically focuses on. So it's common that we look at payroll and timekeeping, look at purchasing and accounts payable, look at the entire financial accounting and reporting process and how that's being handled, look at your key areas of cash receipts and how cash is being handled, look at revenue and AR billings, and look at grant management as a whole. But what this assessment is looking high level are, what are the areas where internal controls need to be in place? What are the control objectives that we're trying to achieve in each of these key functional areas? And then identifying whether or not key controls exist that would support those control objectives, and then evaluating whether they're effective. And the overall goal is to really take a snapshot tribe-wide to say, where are we strong with internal controls? Where do we have controls that are designed effectively? And where are maybe they a little bit weaker, could have more improvement? And this also helps guide the audit plan going into subsequent years of really where should we be focusing internal control deep dive assessments or additional internal control consulting to really make internal controls stronger and implement best practices nationwide.
So then, based on what we find in the enterprise risk assessment and that internal controls review that Haley was just mentioning, then we'll prepare this list of potential future projects. These are the areas where we would want to do some additional focused work. They might be specific functions or departments or programs or areas of work. And we'll, at that point as well, put together that large list and then select one additional audit area that we will complete by the end of 2023. So we will work with you at that point to figure out, of all of these different areas that we could go into, what's going to be highest priority for you, and then do that additional assessment. So that will be our fourth project. And then finally, throughout all of these, we will be providing ongoing project management and quality assurance. We will have a team, as Colleen was mentioning, that is really dedicated to this work and dedicated to these particular projects. And we'll be in touch with you throughout this so that we can be working through issues, making sure work is moving forward in a timely fashion, and making sure that everyone who needs to be looped into this process is kept in the loop. So we will provide those regular progress reports and audit reports as well. So that's just an overview of the proposed projects that we have for you. We also wanted to give you a sense of the timeline that we have proposed here. And really, we would be, again, starting with that enterprise risk assessment, kicking that off really as soon as is possible here, and then moving that into the beginning of 2023. Those projects can take between 3 to 6 months, kind of depending on how information is available and how quickly we can get things like interviews scheduled, that type of thing. We also think that we could kick off the credit card audit at the same time as well, since that's a very particular area of focus. And so we're proposing to have those two run concurrently. After that, we would then do the internal controls review and then that additional performance audit to round us out. And then the ongoing project management would last throughout this time. So I believe that is the last thing we had to share with you all. So I'm going to stop sharing my screen and see what questions we might have.
Thank you very much, committee. This again is the proposed work plan for FY 2023. It does need to be approved by the full body of Congress. That is, I've discussed that with Attorney Gill this morning, and he's prepared to help us move forward with that. The good news is we have a special session coming up on the 21st, as you know, and I do hope that we'll be able to get that on the agenda at that time, and so it can be approved by Congress and Moss Adams can get started. But at this time, do you have any questions, concerns, comments about the proposed work plan? Chair. Yes, Congresswoman Revar, go ahead.
Yes, thank you. I've reviewed the 23 proposed work plan, and I feel like that this is a good start in some of, you know, the areas of concern that I've had personally. I'm not going to speak for the full body, but just as me as a Congress member, because I believe the work plan will help us, you know, limit any risk that we may or may not have. Again, I see this as a positive, not a negative. I think that it only strengthens our internal controls, or maybe the absence thereof. And so I think this would be, it's a really good plan. I agree that we should take it to the body of Congress for approval. So I appreciate Moss Adams for joining the meeting today and I do like the timeline. I wish your costs were somewhat smaller, but you know, I have to put that out there. But I don't mind paying if it's good work. And so I would like to, you know, just ensure that we get some really, really, really good work product come back to us so that we can look at our government as a whole, including all of our, this includes all of our entities, correct, Chair?
That is correct.
Okay. Wonderful.
Thank you, Congresswoman. Mr. Gill, go ahead.
I just had a quick question on how you will initiate the work. Do you do like a letter of introduction to the stakeholders that you need to speak with and then get a list of people who are going to have the documents? Just wondering how this is all going to work in practicality.
Yeah, that's a great question. So I'll start. So what we want to do for each engagement is work with your project manager on the tribe side to identify who are the folks that we need to interview, who need to be involved, because the internal controls review and the enterprise risk assessment are both enterprise-wide projects. You're right, those are big, big projects. And so what we'll do is also work with you on messaging. So typically we want a message coming from someone on your end to the appropriate folks saying, this is what's happening, here's why, you know, don't be worried about it. We want your full participation. We try to over-communicate so that folks aren't nervous because we don't want folks to see internal or performance audit as kind of a gotcha function. We really want to work collaboratively, and that's the success factor in basically every piece of work that we do. So we work with you collaboratively on the interview list, and then we work with you on messaging that as much as we need to. Sometimes we can go to management meetings also and just do a quick introduction of here's who we are, here's what we're planning to do if you're asked to participate, kind of things like that. Annie Rose, is there anything that you would add?
I was just going to say that we often do join management team meetings, and we're happy to do a overall presentation to let people know, here's what the program's going to look like, here's what this is going to require of you, answering some of those questions. So we often find that it's nice to both have the communication, obviously at the Congress level, but then also at the management level, so that everybody's just on the same page about what it is and kind of see this as a constructive approach to making things better, because that's really what we would like this to be and how we try to approach and message that work.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Gill. Any other questions, concerns, suggestions? All right. Well, thank you so much. And listen to Moss Adams, and we still have time available. So if there's anything else that you would like us to know, Colleen and your team, then please feel free. I thought we would have many more questions than we've had so far, but I think that, you know, I agree with Congresswoman Refar that the plan is very well put together and honestly very exciting for me to see this OFPR kick off and function, because since I have been in Congress, I'm one of the newer members of Congress, so I have not been here when OFPR was functioning the way that it should be or that the law allows. So I'm very happy that we're going to be able to move forward with this, and I'm pleased with your plan. So Colleen,
yeah, we are too. I don't know that we have anything else to add. We're very excited to just get started and get to know you and keep working on opportunities to improve performance and reduce your risk. So yeah, we're looking forward to getting started.
Thank you. That's what it's all about. Committee questions, anything else?
Just to let Moss Adams know, there is the special session is scheduled for November 21st, at which time this plan will be on that special session before the full body of Congress for approval.
Thank you, Mr. Gill. And of course, we will let you know as soon as it has or has not been approved. And hopefully we'll be able to move forward at that time.
Okay, that sounds great. We'll wait to hear from you.
Okay, great. Thank you very much. I appreciate all of your time today and look forward to working with you and helping us protect our assets in our nation.
Yeah, thank you, everyone. Have a good afternoon.
All right, you as well. Thank you.
Thank you.
It's not necessary. We just need somebody to pick it up and lead with it to be the sponsor and to get it onto the proclamation. But I don't feel that there's no rule that would require you to approve it at this point. But if you want to be able to sit in discussion on the resolution, this was considered in congressional affairs and received an approved vote, that would make good sense.
Thank you, Congresswoman Rivard, I'm sorry, Redcorn. And Congressman Potts, did you hear that discussion?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. So it's not necessary for us to make any type of motion, but we can do that. So it is the will of the committee.
Chair.
Yes, Congresswoman.
Yes, thank you. I'd like to make a motion that the Congressional Affairs Committee approve the proposed FY 2023 work plan provided by Moss Adams.
Thank you. There is a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you. Any discussion? All those in favor of the motion, please say yes.
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 Yeah.
Any opposed? No. Committee, thank you. We will move forward. And like I said, I'm very excited. This firm has so much experience and so many more resources than we could have had in this situation, so I'm excited to see what we can do moving forward. So thank you for your time on that. Now it looks like we have completed everything on our agenda except for a discussion that we did have to cut short regarding staff evaluations. That would require us to go back into executive session. Is there a motion?
I'll make a motion to go back into executive session.
Second. All in favor, please say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed? No. Okay, thank you. Clerk, could you please let us know when we are ready for that executive session?